Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTCQB under the symbol SCTSF. That OTCQB listing, that is new for the company that was just announced early December of last year, 2021. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Brad Rourke. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Scotty Resources is focused in the Golden Triangle. The company holds a handful of projects, the flagship project being the Scotty Gold Mine property, and a lot of work, especially last year, that went into the Blueberry Zone. A lot of drilling and some good drill results. Again, there are also some other projects in the Golden Triangle that were brought in through a merger, a combination with AUX just last year. Brad, let's start off by recapping the 2021 work. As I said, a lot of focus on that Blueberry Zone. Summarize the overall goals of last year's program for us, please.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. 2021 was a great year operationally. Obviously, the market was challenging in 2021, but we set out and did 14,500 meters of exploration drilling, which would be double than anything we did before. So we've kind of, every year we've been stepping up, but we're pretty proud that we did that much drilling for the area. And we focused on kind of four zones, but we've been able to release a little bit at the Blueberry, was where we first started our program. We just put out some Scotty stuff just recently. And, you know, and results are coming in now. So we're just kind of packaging it up. No, you know, 2021, if we didn't look at the ticker or the market, it's fantastic for us. Biggest program we ever did. And again, it was consistent with the previous two seasons drilling. The numbers are very consistent and very attractive. So we're couldn't be happier.
Well, Brad, just for people that haven't been following along, I know you drilled a couple of the projects last year, but really Blueberry, that zone stepped out as a new discovery, but also just some of the higher grades. So just walk people through why you're so encouraged about the drill results that have come back so far and where the focus will be as we move into this year at Blueberry.
Sure. So Blueberry is quite a fun story in the sense when we bought that property 3 years ago, we bought it for a east-west vein, so to speak. And in exploring that vein, we well ahead of trying to drill that target, we found something new. That was the last drill hole of 2019. So in 2020, we did a tight drill program. And so it's truly a new discovery. And what we found is we have this event happening along a contact between the sediments and the volcanics. And it runs north-south, which is different than everything we've been working on is generally east-west parallel vein systems. And so we explored that, did about a real tight drill program. Well, this is the year that we stepped out. And, you know, we've gone from zero in 2019 to about 650 meters of strike length thus far, open both north and south, and more importantly, deeper. We've only gone, or we've only released depth of 190 meters so far. I think as we get these results, the deepest will be is about 220 or something like that. No indication that it cuts off. In fact, this type of mineralization should keep going deeper. So it is a new discovery. We've gone from zero to this. We're able to put out some technical charts where you can actually start seeing the possibilities of what we see at Blueberry. So going into 2022, a lot of our focus will be Blueberry. 78% of our holes are hitting along that contact. It's my cheapest drilling, and it's just giving up the best numbers of the four zones by far. So Blueberry is really exciting. A lot more news to come out on it yet.
Now, one thing I'm picking up a lot on here, Brad, is your mention of consistency in these drill results at this Blueberry zone. Look, the Golden Triangle is known for putting out some impressive high grade and sometimes even long width drill results. However, that consistency portion when it comes to putting together any resource or anything is critical. What has that consistency been? What more information can you share with us in terms of what you've been hitting again, consistency wise?
Sure. Well, you know, and then for me as a president saying consistency and then a geologist, I could get myself in trouble here. But what I can tell you is, you know, we came up with this theory that, you know, along this contact is the gold getting trapped and anywhere from 20 meters within this contact. You know, 80% of those holes or 78% of those holes since the discovery hole have hit as we chase that theory. So that's consistency. Now, you know, we've got anywhere, and I'm going by memory, for, you know, 16 grams over 10 meters, 7.5 grams over 35 meters to 2 grams over 44 meters. So we have broad and we have punchy, punchy high grade. But more importantly, it's all following this contact. And you know, we've been filling this in. And so that's when I say consistent. I mean, when we got 78% success rate at hitting this and it's open, it's easy to put numbers up on the board, or easier for us rather than a lot of these higher grade veins that we're chasing over on the Scotty side, which is equally exciting. These are really super high grade small veins that we're chasing, and for price of the drill bit to results we get back in favors Blueberry for sure. By far we get most bang for a buck on the drill bit, and it's open everywhere, so I think that's why we'd focus on that.
Well, Brad, let's talk about some of the drilling around the Scotty mine too, just because that is another key component, another key project on the land package. You just had some news out on January 14th that you intercepted 11.8 grams per ton over 6.5 meters and 37 grams per ton gold, which is a nice high grade hit over 3.71 meters. You know, what can you tell us about some of the work that's been done around the Scotty mine area?
Sure. You know, we're excited about Blueberry, but Scotty is why we're here and you know, was the original motivation to get involved. We took this from an old mine sitting in banker boxes and really just tried to explore that area. So those numbers are great. If you've been working on the project for a long time, we get to hit multiple zones because we have these parallel vein systems. So some of those results are in a new zone called P, the P zone. O zone hadn't been mined out and the M zone produced all the gold. What's nice about this, because this is, again, our third season out there, is those results that you're seeing add on to previous results. And we're going to put out a nice infographic so people can see the progression. So it's a little bit more expensive to prove out those Scotty ounces, but I mean, they're exceptional. You know, those are, you know, that's just what we just put out last week. But if you go back and look in the archives, you know, those are consistent to a lot of the other results that we've had. So we just keep adding to these zones. We can't step out in large step outs like we can at Blueberry in around Scotty Gold Mine, because we're really just chasing these ore shoots, and it's proving to be very successful as well. So we're not going to take our foot off the gas at Scotty. I just see Blueberry just going to be able to give the market what it wants to see a lot quicker.
So real quick then, Brad, what news is still to come from drilling that happened last year? Approximately how many meters? What can you tell us in terms of near-term news flow?
Okay, well, it's been a long wait for assays for us and everybody else, but they are coming in. We have most of our holes in. There's a few that we just have to do a few confirmation checks and such, just by the rules. I think the next news release, I'm in Vancouver right now. We're putting the strategy of how to get all this stuff out. And you can expect, oh my gosh, pretty consistent news from now until the end of March. Lots to release on Scotty yet, and lots to release at Blueberry. And then we also have the domino that we worked on and AUX. But I think, you know, conference season is altering every moment now, because I had all these conferences set up and you try and get this news out at appropriate times. But I think, you know, you'll see pretty consistent news from us from here on in until we get that program out. So still a lot of meters. Maybe we've released 35, 40%. There's a lot more yet to come.
So then, Brad, one thing that other people are wondering too is, will you be coming out with a resource estimate, say, at the end of this year's program? Is that on the radar for the company? Or are you going to continue to drill and let other people build their own resources around what you guys have drilled?
Well, I get that question a lot. So I think it's something that needs to be addressed. Up until now, we were out hunting, didn't have a case to put together a resource. I can tell you, we did an exercise this year so we can internally kind of see what's reasonable and again, to drill a resource off at Scotty per se is really expensive, right? Because you know, got to drill a 300 meter hole to hit a, you know, a 6 meter wide vein down there, and if you have to hit it every 15 meters or such, it gets very expensive. But I can tell you that all our drilling this year coincides from last year and the proper spacing. And again, resources definitely in mind. We've always told the market, you know, our goal is to show a pathway to a multi-million ounce deposit or at least a million. Internally, you know, we see a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think we're there today, but we certainly have the confidence now that it's no longer a dream. We will drill this season and then we'll be able to do that mathematical equation if the market requires us to drill a resource. So the answer is, I don't think you're going to get one from us for the end of 2022 season, only because if it's not a million ounces, for sure, it's not worth it. That's from our perspective. But I think we're going to make it easy on ourselves, and all the drilling that we do now, we want to make sure that that will fit within that framework. And then, you know, that might be 2023 if that's what's required of us. So we're drilling with resource in mind now, because that's the next logical step for a company like ours.
Well, Brad, just remind listeners what kind of capital that the company has in the company treasury as far as cash, and do you have a rough budget for this year?
Okay, well, in bank right now, just $4 million, maybe 3.9. We don't really have any debt in front of us. If we were to do our 15,000 meters, I'm obviously going to have to put a little bit of money into the company to do that, but I've got plans for that. I think just internally, with my larger partners, they're quite happy, or, you know, I'm in very close contact. So that needs to be worked out. We just keep waiting for the market to change a little bit. So we're no duress there financially. It's just a matter of just making a couple decisions.
Brad, appreciate the update here. We will be following up as some more of these near-term results come out, and also if there's any more information on the drill programs that will be planned for this year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brad regarding anything going on at Scotty Resources, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, Shad is also a shareholder of Scotty Resources. Brad, really appreciate the update today, and please keep us up to date on future news.